Kia ora, you are listening to RDU 98.5, and I'm so delighted to have with me now, having just arrived back from Methven, of all places, I have Coast Arcade with me. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey. How are you? Are you well?
We're great.
Feeling wonderful this morning.
Little hungover.
Not him, not but me. Yeah.
Oh,
he's
right.
He's 17.
I'm still 17, so I'm still drinking the festival.
Oh, so. Yeah. Well, let's not talk about that then.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Nah, he's a good boy. They let him come because they know he behaves.
You're getting a head start, though, you know. You're seeing where other people fail, I guess.
Yeah.
So last time I talked to you guys, next to me, the EP had just come out.
Yeah.
How's that whole journey been?
Crazy. It's been really good.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
Loved seeing the response to the EP, to the music. Mm. It's the first time we've released a body of work. And we're just really proud of it and happy that people can listen to us.
So what is that like as a first time experience to put music out there? And do you just sit around and like wait for people's response? How does that work?
Well, because we do everything ourselves. Like, we're self-managed. Up until like a month ago, we were self-booked.
Wow.
So I do all of that side of things. And so with gearing up to a release, there's no like right or wrong way to do it. And then everyone gives you their opinions and you kind of just have to puzzle piece it together to make it work for you. Mm. So it was a real like learning curve as to how people were going to respond, how well the release was going to go,
yeah,
whether
right,
we'd done
right.
it in the right way. But once it was out, it was kind of like, oh, well, enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you get to that point, it's like, oh.
I mean, it's out there now.
Yeah,
you can't do much.
It grows legs and it walks away, eh?
So, obviously it's done well because you're touring and stuff. How do you find that?
Touring?
Yeah.
So we're on tour at the moment
with the Terrys from Aussie. Great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So wow.
Played in Dunedin with them on Friday night and then Whiteout yesterday. With
Queenstown
them as well.
Tonight.
Queenstown tonight and then Wellington next Friday and then Auckland next Saturday.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's
oh,
lot,
my gosh. That's a great band to be touring with,
yeah,
though.
It's amazing.
They're
so true, guys.
So did they approach you for that?
Yeah, kind of. I think basically we kind of went to them when we saw that they were coming and were just like, guys, please.
Oh, wow.
And they'd kind of, I think they'd heard through the grapevine, because we've played with a couple of Aussie bands now. We've played with Bootleg Rascal, the Grogans, Teenage Dads. And so I think when bands come to New Zealand, there's quite a good pool of young bands to pick from.
Oh,
I
can imagine,
because we've played with some of their mates, it's quite a lot, oh, those guys. So they had heard of us and were keen for us to play, and yeah, here we are.
That's really clever by you guys, actually. That is so cool. Wow, the Terrys, that's wicked.
Yeah.
So what about a tour of your own?
You know what? We were really trying to make it work for actually this time.
Oh, really?
Six months ago. And just with Tom being at school.
Yeah, nice one. Nice one, getting your education. Fuck.
Jeez. It's just such a hard time of year with it being winter, with university breaks and exams, and Tom has mocks literally in like
2 weeks.
Week.
So we play Auckland on the Saturday. My mocks start on the following Monday. So
oh
I'm like
my God.
On tour, but still studying for my exams coming up. It's
have you been?
Yeah. How does that work?
I haven't seen you study once, Tom.
Have I been? Maybe to my teachers if they're listening
today, right?
Yeah,
today.
Yeah,
you'll study on the plane.
Yeah, he
right?
set time aside to stay today, Miss Conran.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, to be honest, I never studied for anything ever.
Never.
So if you want a job in community radio that never pays much, then keep not studying. It'll do
That's
you
good.
Well.
Yeah, no, it works out.
So tour for you guys, maybe at some point, but not quite
I think
right now.
What our plan at the moment is, we've got another single to drop before the end of the year, which
okay.
will be super sick. We've recorded that 2 weeks ago now. It's in the mixing, mastering process, and then we'll look at a release date. And then over the summer, we've got quite a few cool things lined up. We've just been announced on the Rhythm and Vines.
Wow,
lineup.
Congrats.
Yeah, so we're stoked about that. So Gizzy we'll see in December. And around that, we're just looking to do a couple shows in a couple of different spots and just kind of see, just play it by ear. Like, we're just really enjoying playing shows and traveling and
Exactly, and I don't think it's a thing you need to rush either. So, another single this year. That's quite a lot of music put out this year.
It's because we've been around for like 2 or 3 years now. 2 years properly.
Yeah.
Last year, we only released one single, and we thought that was a mistake. Because people then were like, had to wait quite a long time before the next thing.
Yeah.
So we did, we've done 2 singles this year and an EP, and we're going to be doing another single by the end of the year just because we have so much music and we enjoy it.
Yeah, right.
For us, it's not about like whether people want to listen to it or not. It's just like we like the song, so we're going to release it, and it's a banger.
That's great.
A summer tune.
So because you guys, you've kind of been together a couple of years now, do you find like that whole creative process quite easy now?
I think because we're young, like I'm 20, when we started I was like 17, 18. It's always changing, and it's never been easy. Like I write all the music and produce us at the moment, but that's something that's starting to change slowly with as our team grows, as Tom becomes more into the writing side. So it's something that's like evolving, which I think is really exciting
because that is cool.
People will hear us develop through the music, which is really sick.
Oh, I love that, and that's such like a poignant perspective as well to have. I think like there's a lot of musicians your age who kind of wouldn't analyze it like that. So I mean, well done, and it's very exciting to see what you guys are doing. And a big summer ahead, like you said.
Yeah,
busy summer ahead.
Any shows in Christchurch at all?
We had a couple sniffing around, but we'll have to keep you posted on that.
Yeah, you must come play here.
We really, you know, we're going to be playing the Christchurch show with the Terrys.
I was going to say, they are playing here, aren't they?
But because Tom has to go back to school.
Oh, fuck. It's always Tom going back to school.
Yes. Such a loser. We've got
4 weeks to go, and then I'm high school free.
Wow, is that only 4 weeks?
Yeah, so...
And exams.
Yeah, and exams.
Oh, yeah, that's just free holiday time. Exactly. That doesn't count.
Exactly. So, 30th November? That's me done.
You're having the time of your life, honestly. You're about to...
Counting down the days.
I wish I was in your position. I'm old now. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me today, guys. It's been much appreciated. And it's so cool to see what you guys are doing. And another single, I can't wait to hear.
Of course.
And you've said it's a banger already, so it's gotta be now. Yeah, fair enough. Absolutely. Right, and to our audience, go check out Next to Me, the EP, if you haven't already. It's pretty much on all the streaming.
It's on everything.
It's on everything. It's everywhere. Thank you, technology. Right, okay. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
See ya.